Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's hard for me to step into this pulpit today. Now, I've done it for at least the last 8 years and on vicarage. It's a pulpit that I got to share with Pastor Bischoff for 8 years. A pulpit that he preached from for 20 years. A church that he has served for over 37 years. A man who loved you deeply, who would lay down his life for you as Christ would lay down his life for his bride, the church. A father who greatly loved you, Phil, who desired great things for you, who desired you to be close to your Savior all the days of this life. A man who was your pastor, your friend, your confidant, a man who was a Christian, a man who was bought by the same Jesus who purchased and won you from sin, death, and the devil. He started out for me personally as my bishop, my vicarage supervisor. And it was a hard transition for me to come as a pastor, and I had to learn his first name. No longer was he Pastor Bischoff, but now he was Fred, a man who had been claimed so many years prior, a man who had the very name of our Savior upon him in his own baptism. And so today, I'm going to do exactly what he had done for year after year from this very pulpit, and that is preach Christ crucified, because that is our only hope. In him is our only salvation. And so that is what we must proclaim this day and every day. Philippians 1. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. In his earthly life, Fred was an instrument of God. For not only did he get to proclaim the beautiful message of Jesus Christ from this pulpit, he was also his instrument to give the words of holy absolution to people who were hurt and broken by sin. He was God's instrument by which babies and some adults came through the adoption as sons through the waters of holy baptism. He was God's instrument to deliver the life-giving bread and wine that is Christ's body and blood, weak after week. The Lord prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Pastor Bischoff knew the importance of that life-giving sacrament. And so already in the 90s, he saw fit to encourage this congregation to celebrate that sacrament each and every Sunday. A life-giving sacrament that gave the forgiveness of sin. And week after week, he used him to proclaim the very words of Jesus over that bread and wine so that what poor sinners would receive would be the very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. In his life, he lived to Christ. He was an example of Jesus. The light of Christ shone through Pastor Bischoff as it shines through each and every one of his children. For out there, you are a light in the darkness that is this world. So while we live, we are examples of Christ. But as Fred now sees, to die is gain. He has been taken out of this valley of sorrows and tears to himself in heaven. He will no longer taste death. He will no longer shed tears or have pain or anything of that matter. For now he rests with his Lord. His body will be placed into a grave to rest, waiting that day of resurrection. But he is rejoicing this very day. For he has received that feast that has no end. A feast that we have a foretaste of each and every Sunday as we gather. Romans 14 reads, "For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." Fred is the Lord's. You, dear children of God, are the Lord's. He has claimed you as his own. Take comfort in that. Today is a day of mourning. Mourning a great friend, husband, father, a person that you learned under, for 20 vicars learned under him, a man who was a good friend, a man who was always willing to teach the faith, a man used by God. If we die, we die to the Lord. And so even though he has died, he now lives. That is our hope. Death no longer has to be so scary for us because Christ has conquered it on our behalf. In our second reading, we look forward to that day of resurrection, where the new heavens and the new earth are there, where we will rejoice around that Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. Fred already gets to rejoice while we are stuck here. And so we give thanks to God for him this day. And we also give thanks to God that he took it upon himself out of great love for Fred, out of great love for each and every one of you, to send his only begotten Son into your flesh. The incarnation shows how much our God loves us, that the Son would take on flesh and to suffer everything, even the nails of crucifixion, to shed his blood for Fred and for each and every one of us. So we look forward to that new heavens and the new earth, for the old will pass away and the new will be our eternal dwelling place. Our Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. Our heavenly mansions are being prepared, that at that day of resurrection, when Jesus Christ returns, those who have already departed in the faith will be joined with us, that we will rejoice with him without end. On that day, we will rejoice with Fred and with our Lord without end. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. There is no other hope of salvation. And that is a message that Pastor Bischoff preached week after week, year after year, decade after decade. I used to joke with him that he had been a pastor longer than I had been alive. But he took it in stride. And the truth was, he had a wealth of information and knowledge to share with me and with all of those pastors that he came into company with. And it might be true that we didn't agree on every single detail, but we agreed on the most important things. That is that Jesus Christ is the center. That you, the saints of St. Peter and surrounding congregations, had been bought and purchased with the beautiful blood of Christ. He loved you as I love you. He loved you as the saints that God entrusted to his care. He loved you, and he still does. His love comes from our Lord. Our Lord loves you without end. Our Lord has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1:9 was both Pastor Bischoff and my confirmation verse. And these words, I think, are important for us in our current situation. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And isn't it the truth? Every day that we come in these walls, every day that we are a home, no matter where we are in this world, the Lord is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And he has told you to be strong in your faith. So we do not fear. We do not fear disease. We do not fear death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We will not fear because Christ has conquered disease. He has conquered death for us. And so we give thanks. We remember the words of Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let that rod and staff comfort you this day. When the Lord chastens you, he does it for your good. The Lord never promised perfect health in this life. The Lord never promised wealth or earthly blessings. But what he does promise to you is the same message that Pastor Bischoff proclaimed. He promised you eternal life. By grace, through faith, you receive this eternal blessing. So hold fast to it. Never leave God, never forsake him, because he has promised never to leave or forsake you. And so this day, I want you to be comforted in the message that Fred proclaimed. A message that will never die. A message of hope. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And let me end the same way that he ended his sermons. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Soli Deo Gloria. Amen.